We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Nesiyas Kapayim Siman Kuf Chav Ches from middle of Sof Yud Dalet. We said that one should only do Birkas Kohanim in Hebrew and while standing. Ubenesiyas Kapayim with their hands stretched out. Ubekol Rama needs to be said standing up. And these four we said are Ma'akev even b'diavad. So if you have someone who's not able to say it in Hebrew, they're not able to stand for the words, and they're not able to keep their hands out, and or they are not able to say it in a loud voice, then they should not. Duchen, the Mishnah Berurah says that someone whose hands are shaky, they're weak, they're unable to hold their hands up. Even b'dieved, as we said, this is ma'akev. They should not duchen. However, if they are able to hold their hands up for the words of Yivarecha, etc., they just want to keep their hands down, as we said during the singing, we said that would be okay b'dieved. What about b'kol ram? The Mishnah Berurah says that b'kol ram does not mean really loud, in a loud voice. It means in a normal voice. It just means not to say it quietly. But sometimes, says the Mishnah Berurah, you will need to say it loud because there's a requirement that Birkas Kohanim be heard by the entire tzibur. So if you're davening in a huge yeshiva and there's a lot of people there, a huge shul, there's a lot of people there, then sometimes you do have to say it loud in order to make sure that everyone hears. And says the Mishnah Berurah, if you have someone who is unable to say it in a loud voice, then Pashut, says the Mishnah Berurah, they should not duchen. However, some say, including the Tshuva Zohar Letzion, that if they're able to say Birkas Kohanim and the nine people around them are able to hear, then that might be okay, but others disagree. Therefore, one should consult the posek if they are only able to say it in a low voice, if they should be duchening. Sif Tezvav. V'achar kach masach shalich tzibur sim shalom. After the Kohanim finish the words of the Birkas Kohanim, the shalich tzibur begins saying sim shalom. V'az Kohanim achzirim pneim l'heichal. And the Kohanim turn around v'omrim and say, Ribon ho'olamim asinu masha gazart aleinu asayata masha yiftachtanu. Hashkivim on kadshecha min ha-shamayim uberecha samcha Yisrael. So the Kohanim say a special Ribon ha'olamim, a special tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while the shalich tzibur is saying sim shalom. The Rama says v'yarichu b'tfila zohad sheyisayim shliach tzibur sim shalom v'shiyanu atzibur amen al shnehem. They should try and finish their ribon ha'olamim while the shliach tzibur finishes sim shalom, so that everyone could respond amen to the shliach tzibur's sim shalom and their ribon ha'olamim at the same time. If they're unable to stretch it out that long, then they should add adir b'marom, which is another tefila to a kadosh baruch hu during Sim Shalom as well. The Mishnah Berurah says on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where we say Hayom Ta'amtseinu after Birkas Kohanim, then they shouldn't start saying their Ribon Ha'olamim until the end of Hayom Ta'amtseinu, so that they could finish with the Tzibur to answer Amen. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Kohanim also need to answer Amen to the Sim Shalom of the Shaliach Tzibur. The Shaar Tzion points out, you might say that that's a problem. They can't answer Amen because they're answering Amen then to their own Ribon Ha'ulamim, which is similar to Sim Shalom. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shaar Tzion says, first of all, it's really a different bakasha. And second of all, this isn't really a bracha gemura because there's no Shem Hashem in the Ribon Ha'olamim. So you're saying Amen to a tefillah as opposed to Amen to a bracha. So that's why it's okay for the Kohanim to answer Amen to Sim Shalom as well. Sif Tes Zion. Ina Kohanim Rasham L'Hachzir Pneim Ache Yaskel Shliach Tzibur Sim Shalom. They are not allowed to turn back around to the face of the Aron until the Shliach Tzibur begins Sim Shalom. Ve'inam Rasha'im L'Chofetz Be'oseihem Ache Yachzir Pneim. They should also not straighten out their bend. Their hands, bring their hands down until they turn around. And they stand there by the Aron. They can't go down from the Duchen until the Shalich Tzibur finishes saying Sim Shalom. Some say the Kohanim should not come down until the Tzibur finishes answering Amin to the bracha of Sim Shalom. The Mishnah Berurah says that this doesn't mean the entire tzibur, but rather rov tzibur. As long as the majority of the tzibur have finished, they would be allowed to walk down. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the minhag is to say to the Kohanim, Yasher Koach, great job, then it is best that the Kohanim shouldn't go down until after the Shalich Tzibur finishes the Kaddish after Shemona Esrei, because if the Kohanim are walking down and everyone is saying to them, Yasher Koach, then they're not going to be able to answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah to the Kaddish, so therefore they should wait until after Kaddish to go down. If there's no concern for this, so then they'd be able to go down before the Kaddish as well. The Tshuva Sar Tzvi, Ritzvi Pesach Frank, points out that the Kohanim need to be careful that when someone says to them, Yashar Koach, they don't say Bruchim Tiyu back, because that is the language of a bracha, and that could be considered adding on to the bracha of Birkas Kohanim, which is a problem of Baal Tosef, but many others say that this isn't really a problem, they're not really doing it B'toras Bracha, and it's not in the context of Birkas Kohanim, it's after it, so there's not so much of a concern for it. Sif Yad Zayin, Kishem Achzirim Pneim, when they turn around, Bein B'tchila, Bein B'sof, whenever they're turning around, whether it be to face the Tzibur or turning back around to face the Aron, you always turn towards the right. The Rama adds, when they come down from the Duchen, they should not touch their shoes. And if they touch it, then they would need to wash their hands, as we always do whenever we touch our shoes. The Mishnah Berurah adds that when they come down from the Duchen, they should not walk towards the people with their back towards the Aron. Rather, they should turn around and face the Aron while they walk backwards, like a Talmud who is leaving his Rebbe. Sif Yudches, Ein Hamakra Shekore Kohanim Rashai Likros Kohanim Ach Yichl Mipiat Tzibur Amein She'onin Achar Birkas Modim. We're going back a little bit now. Before, whoever it is that calls out Kohanim calls out, they're not allowed to call out Kohanim until the Tzibur finishes answering Amein to the bracha of Hamachazir Shechinah Solitzion. Then a Kohanim Rasham lahasel Birkas Shekucham Ushasa Shel Aaron Achilcha Dibur Kriyas Kohanim Piyakore. The Kohanim should not start the bracha until the person who is calling out Kohanim finishes calling out Kohanim. Mishnah Berurah says that there's not such a concern for this now because he says Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu beforehand anyway, so there is a break between the two. Continues the Mechaber, V'achash Bercho Kohanim Asher Kishanu B'Kshasa Shal Aron, after the bracha is made, Ina Mershaim L'Hascha V'Recha, She'yichlemi P'Kola Tzibur, Amen She'onen Acha Berkas Asher Kishanu B'Kshasa Shal Aron. Then the Kohanim cannot start Yivarechacha until the Tzibur finishes answering Amen to the bracha that the Kohanim made. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is only an issue according to the Minhag, that someone doesn't call out Yivarecha first, where the Kohanim are starting Yivarecha on their own. But now that someone is calling out Yivarecha first, so we're not concerned that he's going to start before the Tzibur answers Amen.